like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
tonight's broadcast. This is Road Warrior Radio, and you're tuned in live this Monday, July 12th, 2010, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Right off the top, I think it's interesting, and I'll talk more about this, and we'll open up the phone lines tonight. Feel free to weigh in. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be taking calls, 800-313-9443. But let's prime the pump of discussion with this. I think it's interesting with the talk of the spy swap in full view and all of the surrounding clandestine talk, there are some peculiarities. And, you know, you don't like to read into stuff too much, and I'm kind of going out on a limb here, I realize, but Saturday's New York Times headline, "Swap Idea Emerged Early in Case of Russian Agents," was interesting, and that headline was initially different. The original headline was, I can find that, "White House Envisions Spy Case Swap Even Before Arrests." And as the story goes, before 10 Russian agents were arrested, the Obama administration saw a prisoner exchange as a way to avoid undercutting an attempt to rebuild Russian-American relations. Isn't that something? But the peculiarities and coincidences don't stop there, of course. I thought it was interesting that the trailers for the movie Salt are out all over the place now, which is... will be out in theaters the end of this month. I think it will be released nationwide on July 23rd. And what is that? What is Salt? The movie starring Angelina Jolie. It's a contemporary espionage thriller about a CIA agent who is accused of being a Russian spy and becomes a federal fugitive. You know what? I'm sure it's a coincidence. I'm sure it's a coincidence. And she happens to be very attractive, like one of the alleged spies. It's, you know, it's all a coincidence. Very uncanny. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as time goes on. I also thought it was interesting. The Washington Post ran the headline, "Karzai to ask UN to trim blacklist of Taliban figures." Is there any more appropriate headline to go along or corroborate? Go along with or corroborate the definition of frenemy. Merriam-Webster says frenemy is one who pretends to be a friend but is actually an enemy. But I say if you follow the intelligence cabal, it's yesterday's friend is today's enemy is tomorrow's friend, and vice versa. Yesterday's enemy is today's friend is tomorrow's enemy, which is where you really get this term. And you do have the element of Merriam-Webster's definition in there as well, but I thought it was interesting. You know, Karzai's history and roots go back a long way. He is inextricably tied to the Taliban, and of course the intelligence community at large, CIA and MI6 in particular, the Mujahideen, the Taliban. Very strange. We'll be right back right after this short break in these messages. Stick around.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Alright, welcome back. you just can't make this stuff up. Frenemies, the Washington Post story, like I said, the headline is Karzai to ask UN to trim blacklist of Taliban figures. It's unbelievable. You know, I'll go through a few of the headlines that I noticed today. Again, we'll open up the phone lines. You can tell me about a few of yours, comment on what I mention, or anything else. The table is wide open. Tonight, again, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And, I'm shocked at what's right out in plain view, what's right out in front of our noses. This headline is unbelievable. I thought the Taliban was the enemy. Aren't we fighting the Taliban everywhere? And we're going to reach out. The Washington Post story says that Afghan President Hamid Karzai plans to seek the removal of up to 50 former Taliban officials from a UN terrorist blacklist, more than a quarter of those on the list, in a gesture intended to advance political reconciliation talks with insurgents. Wait a second. You might as well just, if you print this story off, cross out the word insurgents and write terrorists. So now we're negotiating with terrorists. When blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 5'2" Pennsylvanian women say something that the establishment doesn't like, they're labeled things like Jihad Jane, which is specious anyway. But when we negotiate with folks that have been trained in this kind of behavior for a long, long time, then, you know, and we want to negotiate with them, we call them insurgents. In a gesture intended to advance political reconciliation talks with insurgents, according to a senior Afghan official. So we're going to advance political reconciliation talks with terrorists. I mean insurgents. The Taliban. Yet, this is the reason that we are advancing the Department of Offense around the globe, right, to defeat and negotiate with and reconcile with terrorists. Insurgents. Is it not obvious that there's maybe something amiss here? And obviously, this story, I mean, this you know, never ends. We hear about this on an ongoing basis. I just like to bring it up on occasion so that we can see the absurdity of what's going on. Bomb them, you know, whoever. Oh, yeah, and let's negotiate with them at the same time. I mean, if a certain group was really your enemy, is that really the strategy that you want to adopt and the message you want to send, especially in international news syndicates? It's absurd, in my opinion. And speaking of absurd stories like that, it was interesting, the Associated Press ran the story. Headline was Marines Embed with LA Police Officers. Yes, about 70 Camp Pendleton Marines have been patrolling the streets of Los Angeles' toughest neighborhoods, apparently, with the city police. To what? To learn the skills they hope to apply in Afghanistan. Of course, we know this has been happening all over the country, but this is an AP story. Right under our noses. Well, I'm sure there ain't no dang old martial law, and we still got posse comitatus in effect. Or wait. You know, it's interesting to me. You know that the Senate report from the Senate committee back in 1973 to abolish the national emergency, put out report, Senate report 93-549, and they talked about the fact that we really do have kind of a military style of government that masquerades as something else, and you know that's all an outcropping of the national emergency, which began in 1933 during FDR's 1917 during Wilson's Trading with the Enemy Act. No wait, they said you have to actually look back to the Lincoln administration in 1861 to really understand the military style government. And you come through the Reconstruction Acts, and as I've mentioned before, one of the most notable mentions of that is the Army Field Manual from November of 2008, I believe. It was titled Stability Operations. Talks about all of that stuff. Yeah, we're going to go install a military-style government over there in that dang old place over there in the Middle East, you know, and we're going to do it like we did here back during the Reconstruction. When did we move away from that? Oh, yeah, that's right, we didn't. So it masquerades as one thing, and yet it actually is something else. So we have Marines patrolling the streets of Los Angeles, and that's normal, right? Oh, sure, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because we want to teach them urban warfare in our own streets. That's a good pattern of behavior, right? Kind of reminds me of the USA Today story. Skateboard school helps Afghan kids ramp up morale. I don't know about you, but when I think of kids in Afghanistan, I definitely think skateboarding school. I mean, I don't know about you, but and that just totally makes sense, doesn't it? the way that story goes, where once they would have been forbidden to play any sport, Afghan girls are conquering ramps, half pipes, and their own fears on skateboards. I can see it now. As one friend of mine puts it, the girls will look like they fell on their dad's tackle box soon, just like the people they're emulating, if you follow me there, with the stuff stuck all over them and who knows what else, with their pants halfway down, you know, and rags hanging out. Can you just see it? And you just kind of start to visualize this, and don't you go, wonder how they're dressed. Wonder what kind of cultural and societal ramifications that'll have and repercussions. Probably none. I'm sure I'm overreacting. And after all, it's a good thing, right? It's to build morale. It's probably not going to create a chaotic environment. It's probably not going to create hardship for the girls that are trying to do this. I'm sure they won't be discriminated against or anything like that. I'm sure it doesn't just tear families apart that have a certain cultural pattern and a certain expectation, and then along comes this kind of stuff. These are rhetorical points, I'm sure you're gathering. I just, it's unbelievable, this kind of thing. You know, and we see these things all the time, every day. You just, these headlines are everywhere. And somebody says, oh, well, it's a good thing. And if someone questions and says, wait a second, what are we doing here? And who invited skateboard school to help Afghan girls conquer ramps and half pipes and their own fears on skateboards? Is it, I mean, when did, who decided that was important? I suppose there was just a large outcry from Afghan young ladies, right? Man, if only we could learn how to skateboard. If anybody questions and says, wait a second, then all of a sudden the PC police jump on you and say, oh, you know, come on. We're all trying to cover our own, you know, conscience, CYC, so that we don't have to actually make the connection. It's like a daisy chain connection, because if you connect with this thing and say, you know, that might not be such a good idea, then you have to go all the way through the string, right, of the linked connections, like I just said, you know, the stories that don't quite add up. Marines in bed with LA police officers. Well, maybe that's not such a good idea. No, come on, don't be, you know, don't be a wet blanket. Don't be a rainy cloud. Come on, they have to learn the, yeah. Hamid Karzai wants to reconcile or advance political reconciliation with terrorists, I mean insurgents. That's, you know, maybe that's, if this really is the enemy of, you know, magnanimous proportions beyond anything we've ever faced. I mean, this is like the Viet Cong global, right? I mean, my goodness. Maybe that's not such a good tactic. Maybe that's not such a good strategy. No, no, no. How dare you question military strategists? Shouldn't we be asking some questions when we see these kinds of stories? It just blows my mind. I can't wait to hear from you. Like I said, I'll throw out some more, but the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I find it shocking these kinds of things are right out in front of us. The other, what I opened with, the spy story, is a little more probably nostalgic or entertaining, however you want to say it. I think it's interesting that all of these things are starting to line up. I was really struck when I realized that the movie Salt was coming out and the New York Times headline. I saw those basically at almost the same moment. And then I kind of started asking a lot more questions. With that, we'll be right back. Stick around.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, welcome back. Just to throw a little flavor, a little bubble gum, as someone would say, into the mix. I think we'll play the trailer for Salt, which again stars Angelina Jolie, and it comes out July 23rd. But the story is this: Angelina Jolie stars in Salt, a contemporary action thriller from Columbia Pictures, as a CIA officer. Evelyn Salt swore an oath to duty, honor, and country. Of course, we don't have the Constitution in there anywhere. That's okay. Her loyalty will be tested to duty, honor, and country, which sounds sort of fascist and very patriotic. Anyway, National Socialist, you bet. Anyway, her loyalty will be tested when a defector accuses her of being a Russian spy. Salt goes on the run, using her skills and years of experience as a covert operative to elude capture. Salt's efforts to prove her innocence only serve to cast doubt on her motives. Imagine that, you know, from dark to dark. I suppose when you plant a thorn bush and expect apples or oranges or... Anyway. Salt's efforts to prove her innocence only serve to cast doubt on her motives as the hunt to uncover the truth behind her identity continues, and the question remains, who is Salt? And you can find the official site is whoissalt.com, so you can go there to check it out. But I think we'll play the trailer, and then we will maybe kick around a few other stories. And if you feel like commenting on the Russian spy scenario, the fact that the White House envisioned a swap, and movies like this are coming out now as a coincidence. And whenever I think about something like this before we play the trailer real quick, I always think of guys like James Cameron. And if you know James Cameron, if you know much about him, you know his film career was begun. This is one of the facts that has been buried several times on Wikipedia. His film career was begun by a consortium of dentists. Well, guess what? His dad was a dentist, Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron. And who was Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron? Well, if you don't know, look him up, and you will discover that he was one of the leading figures for MKUltra up in Canada. And so you can kind of guess where that goes. The CIA, if you follow Joe McCarthy and what he was saying about the propaganda, which was mind control and predictive programming, you understand where I'm going with that. The fact that Avatar is such a popular movie, the fact that James Cameron does such a great job of captivating your attention is no mystery. It's not by accident. And so these kinds of things all weave together, and I always think of you just start thinking about these things. Anyway, we'll play the trailer, and we'll talk about this and other stuff on the other side of this next break. So go ahead if you're ready, please.
Everyone is who they say they are.
You gotta walk in. A defector.
No one can sort out a nut job from the real thing faster than you.
Today, a Russian agent will travel to New York City to kill the president.
This guy's selling smoke.
Wrap it up, Ev.
The name of the agent is Evelyn Salt.
My name is Evelyn Salt.
Then you are a Russian spy.
Where's Daddy?
You have any idea who this woman is? What she's done for this country?
Protocol is clear. We bring her in or we bring her down.
There she is.
Stop!
I'm innocent! Somebody is setting me up! Just let me find my husband!
Maybe Salt is who she says she is.
Maybe it's your department. Mine is catching her so we can find out.
You got me?
She had the drop on me. Why didn't she shoot?
There's something else going on here.
Was telling the truth. All hell's about to break loose.
You think everyone is who they say they are?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the hour, we'll take calls. Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You can talk about anything that I've mentioned so far and beyond. Anything is fair game, especially with, the breadth of subject matter that we're touching on. It all has kind of a military-industrial complex flavor, but I can't help myself. I digress. Anyway, so why play the trailer for Salt, the upcoming Columbia Pictures thriller, the action thriller starring Angelina Jolie as CIA agent Evelyn Salt, who goes on the run to try and clear her name after being accused by a defector of being a KGB sleeper agent plotting to assassinate the president? Well, I think it's interesting, like I said, that the story that I caught, the headline that I caught last Saturday, this past Saturday, July 10th, the headline was White House envisioned spy case swap even before arrests, before the 10 Russian agents were arrested, before the 14 agent swap. The Obama administration saw a prisoner exchange as a way to avoid undercutting an attempt to rebuild Russian-American relations. Then you have the movie that's interesting, because when I saw the trailer for the movie, Angelina Jolie's character, CIA agent Evelyn Salt, reminded me of what everyone's been saying about the 28-year-old Anna Chapman, the femme fatale, who is one of the alleged agents. And she was accused of using a special laptop to transmit messages to the computer of an unnamed Russian official, and there's more. But why play this clip? Why? What's the connection? Well, I don't know, again, if you followed, but there are some interesting points that have arisen in this story. The family of one of the men released by Russia said he would prefer to enjoy his freedom in his native Russia. His mother said he didn't want to sign a confession, and apparently in 2004 he was sentenced to 14 years of hard labor after being convicted of spying, but he has maintained that he was only compiling publicly available defense information for a British company. But here's where it gets interesting. The Kremlin called the company, which no longer exists, a CIA front. And in more of the story, an elaborate round of deal making, apparently U.S. officials met with the convicted spies Monday in Russia and offered them a chance for freedom if they left their homeland or their home scam, as Vicki Davis would say. Russian officials in the U.S. held similar meetings with the agents captured by the FBI, and it gets murky. You get this element of double agent through and through, and it's nonsense. And I'm guessing that I'm not really familiar with the story, apparently written by Kurt Wimmer, but the Salt film, that is, the story. I'm not entirely familiar with it, but I would expect a similar type of a twist, a setup, and that's kind of what the swap looks like to me. So for what it's worth, that's the simple version of my take on that, and I don't think it's any coincidence at all. That's a rhetorical point. I don't think there's a coincidence in it at all. Especially since, you know, the way the story goes, apparently, I don't know, it's just interesting. The rumor is that the movie was originally written for Tom Cruise, who was supposed to be the lead, play the lead role. And then apparently, I don't know why, he couldn't, apparently because of commitments to other projects or something, and the entire script was rewritten for Angelina Jolie, which may or may not be true, but it's just interesting, like I said, with the recent stories and the Anna Chapman connection in mind. Maybe it's a stretch, maybe not. And like I said, I always think of the fact that the intelligence community has long been involved in these kinds of things. I mean, how many remakes have we seen lately? I've mentioned fairly regularly, I think, recently, all of the exploits of Roald Dahl and some of the remakes that we've seen from his hand lately. The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which my kids like. Anyway, James and the Giant Peach. And, of course, he was an intelligence asset. So it's interesting. And like I said, if you want to weigh in on that, feel free. Or anything else, for that matter. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. that's, like I said, I think that's entertaining at the very least. And very, very suspicious at most, I would say. But I suppose we'll move on for the time being. What else do we have in the headlines that was notable? Everything that I saw, again, was of a fairly military-industrial complex flavor, but that seems to be the norm these days. I don't know. I think I have a particular disdain or loathing for those kinds of stories, so they catch my eye. The Islam issue, I don't know about you, but I think it's interesting. The back and forth, it's almost like you hear from the White House one bit of rhetoric for one side of the mountain, another for the other side. A good example, I think, was the Washington Times story, Obama, Petraeus at odds on Islam. White House official policy of banning the word Islam in describing America's terrorist enemies is in direct conflict with U.S. military's warfighting doctrine, now guiding commanders in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we get two sides to the Islam story. We get two sides to the Israel story, which always keeps you guessing, right? And it seems like you get the Masonic counterbalance or the yin and yang from each side of the mountaintop, so to speak, each time one side of the story comes out. Pro-Israel, anti-Islam, pro-Islam, anti-Israel, and always keeps you guessing. And I'm not going to apologize, and I am going to go there. Every time I think of that, the reason that sticks out so much, so prevalently in my mind, is because it always reminds me of the alleged spurious letter written by Albert Pike. And even if it is spurious, it's interesting that the plot line is being followed. So maybe we don't attribute it to him, but that doesn't mean that the plan or the strategy isn't being applied. And if you're not familiar, I try to mention it on a regular basis. It's worth investigating at the very least. This letter that Pike allegedly wrote, to Giuseppe Mazzini. Now, Giuseppe Mazzini was the guy who commissioned Albert Pike to write the Masonic tome, Morals and Dogma. And, of course, Albert Pike was the sovereign grand commander of the Scottish Rite here in the stateside in America. And as the story goes, in 1869, he was top leader in the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Anyway, Giuseppe Mazzini, the great Italian liberator, yeah, right, commissioned Albert Pike to write the Masonic instruction manual to recruit and pluck men everywhere from the Masonic rites into this super elite club, this super group that, you know, once these men had shown themselves loyal, fiercely loyal to this cabal, they would be plucked and drawn into this group a step above all of these Masonic organizations. And this was building on what Spartacus had really begun with his plans that were that were finalized May Day, May 1st of 1776, apparently. The plans for this Illuminist plan, the Illuminati plan, to begin the same sort of syncretistic movement, beginning in the Masonic lodges, to weave this network together. And as the story goes, it only took about 4 years before just about every lodge around the world was under the sway of this cabal. So Pike's Masonic tome, Morals and Dogma, was an extension of this plan, and Giuseppe Mazzini was the guy leading the group that Spartacus, Adam Weishaupt, started. So when Pike was supposedly commissioned by Giuseppe Mazzini to write a military plan to victory, to finalize this one-world hegemonic lock of power, he allegedly took about 17 years, I believe. I think it took a number of years. I think it was 17 years, if memory serves, to formulate this plan. And he, of course, he had demonic inspiration, if you will. He had some help. So he formulates this military plan, puts it down on paper, and the plan outlined three world wars, and the first two they transpired fairly closely to what Pike wrote. Without getting into the details or the specifics, you can check it out for yourself. I don't want to get too far off on that. But the third is really what I always like to key on, because as I've mentioned before, the Third World War was supposed to be fomented by taking advantage of the differences, as he wrote, caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. So you collide political Zionism, which we recognize as the modern state of Israel, which is not the biblical Israel by any means, and the Islamic world, collide those two proxies together, and at the same time you draw in the Christianity element, you draw in the atheism element, both of which are also controlled, both of which are also proxies and very, very effective. Marx was right, religion is the opiate of the masses, and I think it'd be interesting. You know, you hear about these things that people say, you know. I give you one example. I think it's the Jehovah's Witnesses who say, you know, well, why try? See, there's so many interesting things, and why would someone say that? Always ask a question. Always wonder. Why would someone say, you know, only this many people go to heaven? I don't want to get too far off on a tangent here, but just to point out the fact that Christianity as a religion is a control mechanism, no doubt about it. But that's not what is advocated in the Bible. It's about love and freedom, at least the way I understand it. And it's not to create religious zealots. Those are what Jesus called commandments and teachings of men that people follow that produce religious zealotry. And he was particularly outspoken about that in Matthew chapter 23, which is commonly thought of as the seven woes. Woe to you, scribes and hypocrites. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Anyway, the folks that say, for example, well, you know, only 144,000 people go to heaven, so why try? Or something like that. It's not you. What's interesting, you go to Revelation chapter 7, and again, Revelation is singular, not plural, because if it were plural, it would be the book Albert Pike wrote, which is not a good book. Albert Pike wrote the book of Revelations, plural. That's not a good book. Anyway, the book in the back of the Bible titled Revelation, if you go to chapter 7 in that, it's interesting, after the 144,000 that's mentioned, that are sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel, the next verse says, after these things I looked, and behold. This is apparently you know, these are the folks that are in heavenly company with the 144,000. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every tribe or every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. A great multitude which no one could count? That sounds like more than 144,000 to me. Anyway, the point is, yes, Christianity is a great control mechanism and makes folks a proxy for evil things, just like communism, just like atheism, just like, well, just like political Zionism and Islam, unfortunately, in this example. Anyway, you collide those forces together, bad things happen. Don't we see that very outline, that model shaping up around us? We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And I got a little diverted, I think, on that. I'm going to get back to the the headlines, bang through those real fast, and we'll be off to a rousing start for the week, I suppose. Other headlines, AP story, Army General, we must engage media. Apparently we don't see significant changes in program that prepares mid-grade officers for dealing with the media. That seems to confirm that was a setup. McChrystal was ousted for a very specific reason, and it wasn't his comments in Rolling Stone or his staffers. Navy Way ship design, along with its own future, that's an interesting Wall Street Journal story. This summer, the Navy expects to choose between two competing designs for the Littoral Combat Ship, a fast, shore-hugging warship that will take on 21st century missions like chasing pirates and intercepting drug smugglers. Whenever I see chasing pirates, don't you think of pirates and emperors? Anyway. And, chasing pirates and intercepting drug smugglers, and you might throw in there, and patrolling innocent civilians, perhaps? No, of course not. That's reading too far into that, isn't it? How about the AP story? Navy blimp hovers over Gulf on oil spill duty. Wait a second. Navy blimp. A Navy blimp has started looking for oil and distressed wildlife in the Gulf of Mexico. Isn't that great? See, nothing to worry about. Unbelievable. What else did I see? Fort Worth Star-Telegram published one of the headlines that I've seen recently. I haven't mentioned the everyday story, the story that's in the headlines every day that no one knows is a story. Testing of Lockheed Martin's F-35 Joint Strike Fighter gaining momentum. Flight testing on the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter finally seems to be gaining momentum as Lockheed Martin and the Defense Department try to show that development of the next generation combat jet is finally on track. And then coming in a close second on that story for the real heart of the military-industrial complex stories, Capital Business published the story, as Pentagon spending gets tighter, contractors restructure and make cuts. Contractors are starting to adapt to what they expect to be a significantly different defense spending environment. And I would call that consolidation, wouldn't you? And after all, that's how things have been operating in this fascist, tontine system. It's just all a model based on that original Tontine Ponzi scheme from, I guess, two centuries ago now, or two. Well, how about the 19th century? We'll put it that way. Going back to the 19th century, the original Ponzi, the Tontine Ponzi scheme structure, speaking of the insurance industry, and how they're all consolidated. That's what I see happening there. That's my take on that. It's kind of like the Highlander series. Remember the show Highlander? There can be only one. Oh, wait. That's the theme song playing now, isn't it? Anyway, sorry I had to. I couldn't resist. Well, that's Monday's show in the bag. And as always, it is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
With recent internet.